U.S. and Saudi officials have pledged to cooperate closely in the investigation into last week's triple suicide bombings in Riyadh. 34 people died in the attacks, including 8 Americans. A week later, U.S. citizens in the kingdom are still on high alert. Today, a gunman was arrested near the American consulate in the eastern city of Dhahran. U.S.-Saudi ties were already strained after the September 11th attacks, and now, as NPR's Kate Seeley reports, some Saudis are hoping the Riyadh bombings will bring the two countries closer together.
At the Vinail compound, one of the hardest hit by last week's suicide bombings, a bulldozer sifts through the wreckage from the blast. The compound was a model of U.S.-Saudi cooperation. The Americans living here were training Saudi Arabia's National Guard. When suicide bombers struck last week, they hit at both U.S. and Saudi interests. In doing so, they alerted Saudi leaders to the domestic threat posed by Al-Qaeda and its sympathizers in the kingdom. U.S. officials had long accused Saudi authorities of not doing enough to combat the threat, and that had strained the two countries' once close ties. But economist Ehsan Buhleika sees a new partnership emerging.
The bad incident and tragic incident in Riyadh will bring us again to be one team. So rather than arguing against one another, we'll be one team facing terrorism together.
Analysts here say that until last week, Saudi officials tended to view the war on terrorism as more of an American problem. But political scientist Mashudi Naeem says Monday's attacks served as a wake-up call for the Saudi leadership.
The fact that this happened in Riyadh itself and in this violent way, I think this will increase, some of the officials' readiness to cooperate. And maybe this will lessen the indecisiveness some of these officials have shown in the past.
American officials are counting on close Saudi cooperation. More than 60 U.S. investigators have joined the Saudi search for clues to Monday's attacks. FBI officials were shut out of a similar investigation into the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing, which killed 19 American servicemen. But a U.S. official said today that American investigators are being treated like partners in the probe into the Riyadh attacks. Still, the Minister of the Interior recently sought to downplay the U.S. role, analysts say for domestic reasons. Anti-American sentiment remains strong in the kingdom because of the invasion of Iraq and U.S. support for Israel in its conflict with the Palestinians. Some, like Islamist militant Abdullah Sadoun, oppose the presence of any Americans here. Westerners and Americans are not welcomed in the Arabian Peninsula, Sadoun says. The infidels must leave. Hardliners like Sadoun echo the comments of Osama bin Laden, who often expressed outrage at the presence of U.S. troops in this desert kingdom, the cradle of Islam. In a significant policy shift, the U.S. recently announced it would redeploy the thousands of troops based here since the 1991 Gulf War. Bandar bin Khalid al-Faisal of the Arab Thought Foundation says the move is welcome and takes a lot of pressure off the Saudi government.
The redeployment, the move out of Saudi Arabia enables everybody to say, there is no occupation of Saudi Arabia. This is just a propaganda game that the extremists wanted to play.
Bandar predicts changes like this and the heightened cooperation in the war on terror will bolster the U.S.-Saudi relationship. Economist Ehsan Buhleika agrees, but says American commentators must stop their smear campaign against the kingdom.
Stop calling us names and telling us what to do. By doing that, you are strengthening the voice of people that are against change in this country.
Buhleika says many Saudis want change for the better, and America, he says, is welcome to play a key role in the kingdom's development, but only if it acts as a friend and partner. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.